The Book of 1 Corinthians, Chapter 8. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he doesn't know yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves God, the same is known by him. Concerning therefore the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in the world, and that there is no God but one. For though there are those that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet to us there is one God the Father, of whom are all things and we to him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and we through him. Nevertheless, there is not in all men that knowledge, but some, being used until now to the idol, eat as of a thing sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But food will not commend us to God. Neither if we don't eat are we the worse, nor if we eat are we the better. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to the weak. For if a man sees you who has knowledge sitting at meat in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be emboldened to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge he who is weak perishes, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And thus, sinning against the brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if meat causes my brother to stumble, I will eat no flesh forevermore, that I do not cause my brother to stumble.